This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Hello, Monster Hunters. Did you know that on Sunday, August 7th at 7 p.m., we are going to be doing a live stream on the One Shot RPG Twitch? Now you do! Join us for CEJ's D&D OMG, where we are going to see what one of CEJ's regular D&D sessions looks like, featuring some very special guests and a lot of 2006 fashion choices. Find all the fun at twitch.com/oneshotrpg.
The following is a banner that I'm going to have to redo over again. So, hey everybody, welcome to the dance. We're so excited to have you all here. Here's the thing. There's only enough food for everybody to have like a handful of chips at a time. Plus, we're really trying to figure out who is the problem here because, you know, Shamanda, me, I always seem to solve all the problems, but I'm kind of just relinquishing all of this to the universe. So if you guys could sort yourselves out and make sure this place is cleaned up by 10:30, that would be super great. Gets like shoved into the end of the banner, you know, like a really bad happy birthday sign that you didn't make enough room for. Did I make enough room for everybody in my life? What am I doing?
Hello, friends in an alternate future. Welcome to Mystery County Monster Hunters Club, where we use dice to tell a story of filial flash dancers and joyriding juniors in the real and actual 2006. I'm Tyler Samples, your keeper of monsters and mysteries. Let's meet our players.
Hi, everybody. I'm Rashawn Nadine Scott, and my character is Shamanda Felt, the initiate. And it's my party, and I'll cry if I want to, but I'll hold it in.
Hi, I'm Jeff Murdoch, and I play Adam Miller, the weird scientist. And I don't have friends. I got family and a few acquaintances who think my name is Aiden.
Hi, I'm Erin Rain. I play Crashly Grenadine the Monstrous. And I guess I'll go to the boy-girl party to solve a mystery, but only if they're playing the Smiths. Have you ever heard of Morrissey? Yeah, I didn't think so.
Hi, everyone. My name is Claire Linick, and I play Susan Wexler, the expert. And when I grow up, I want to be a janitor.
Hey, everybody, I'm Alan Linick, and I play CEJ, the mundane, and I can't wait for everyone to see the amazing stanky leg I've been working on.
Where we left off, a 7-year-old Susan Wexler stole Adam Miller's refurbished Model T in pursuit of a milkshake, leaving Crashly and Adam in her dust. And meanwhile, over at the Whoopi Goldberg Dojo for Excellence and Good Grades, Shamanda's boy-girl party that she is throwing for the de-aging adults in town is in full swing. I think we'll start over there. Shamanda, it's been probably about an hour. All of the adults got all of your flyers and everything they're in. The vibe is less than stellar. What you've seen as soon as they walked in, they split to opposite sides of the room. The boys on one side, the girls on the other. There's some other folks sort of by the refreshment table is like seems to be the only place where there's any interaction. But everybody looks really uncomfortable. There's a couple people dancing on the dance floor. Most specifically, Tony and Tony Felt are just
yes,
cutting a rug, just going full out. They're having the time of their lives. But everybody else just looks pretty uncomfortable. And I guess, well, Jeff, you tell me, would Tim Nuts be out there dancing or is he feeling uncomfortable as well?
He is like doing the nervous dancing. So like he's sort of dancing on the outside of a circle, but he doesn't have the courage to break into the middle.
Yeah. And there's not really much of a circle since everybody's hanging back. So you're just sort of trying to find the edge of a circle.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're basically up against a wall. So yeah, Shamanda, that's what you are sort of looking at in this moment. It's been like this for like the last 45 minutes.
Oh, Shamanda can't take this. This is party unlifing. So it's bad. So what Shamandal is going to do is she's going to walk over to the bowl of chips that's had like the most play, take it and go to the middle of the dance floor and start like Harlem shaking with it. So you have to go onto the dance floor to get some chips.
Okay, great. I think roll we'll do this as a manipulate someone just to try to manipulate the crowd here.
That's a 6 plus a 1 is going to be a 7.
That's great. They'll do it, but they want something from you first. So I think in this, you want them to come out and dance. They want to see something from you. I think if you got like a boy to come out and dance with you as well, then that would help break the ice a little bit more.
Great. So Shamanda with the chip bowl in one arm.
And I'm just going to make this then this. And when you realize that, you look over and you see there's two boys, obviously. There's CEJ and there's Evan, and they're both standing there watching you.
And also there's Tim Nuts.
And you're right. And there's Tim Nuts. And Tim, I forget, do we establish how old you are currently?
I think it's sweet 16.
Okay, great. And what is your outfit that you're wearing, Tim Nuts?
It's a t-shirt for a heavy metal band. Aaron, which heavy metal band is it?
Sorry. I have them in my head. Give me a second. It's, oh my God, they're brothers and they have
Oasis?
Blonde hair. No. This is a heavy metal band.
Sorry.
Tyler, no.
Just do Whitesnake. Just do Whitesnake.
Yeah. It's White Snake, and it's like tattered because it's like the shirt hasn't de-aged. It's a shirt that he had when he was a teenager.
Yeah.
I can't believe that we're seeing Tom at his sweet 16 instead of his net 19.
Oh wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
good point.
Also, Tom Nuts isn't great at nets. It has already been established. So I don't.
Yeah. Tim Nuts not great at nets. Tom Nuts is great at nets, but he's in Faye.
You're right.
But I guess what Shamanda will do is she's got the chip bowl. She puts the chip bowl on the ground and does that like dancey thing where she like lassos over her head and like telegraphs to the three of them, like, get over here, like lassoing them and pulling them into the dance circle. You know what I mean?
Great. Yeah. You pull all three over. CEJ, do you follow?
Yeah. As soon as Shamanda started walking with the chip bowl, I did that thing in like Looney Tunes where you follow the smell of a pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. The four of you are dancing there. Evan immediately is out there dancing. Evan loves to dance, is just having a great time and doing that.
Can I roll for Stanky Leg?
Yeah. I think this is obviously cool.
Obviously.
Yeah. I'm going to do a little bit of a lean back. A lean back. Mm-hmm. with the rock away. It's all shoulders.
Yeah. And you know what? Here's the thing. Shamanda doesn't need to roll because I think we've already established Shamanda is very cool. So Shamanda's dancing well. CEJ, I'm a little more curious to see.
Alan rolled a 5.
I hit a 7 on the dot.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So it's fine. Shamanda, I'm going to let you tell us. So this is sort of like, okay, what about the stank leg is hitting and what about it is missing?
So CEJ's left leg is... he's like fully standing up on one leg. He should be like, you know, it should be bent on one side.
Yeah.
But the other leg is very stanky, but it's just like, he's like a K shape, you know, where like just goes straight up and then the one leg is wavy.
Yeah.
And he can like body roll his whole leg, which is pretty hot.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And with this, then, yes, everybody else starts to slowly come out. Tony and Tony Felder are like, yeah, come on, everybody. It's a fun time. Woo. And they're doing like very 70s stuff. Everybody else kind of looks a little confused and having a little bit of trouble. And that's when you realize, Shamanda, the other issue with this of why this seems to be going less than stellar is currently the song playing is Promiscuous by Nelly Furtado featuring Timbaland. And there's just a couple of people who are like, I don't know. And the song before this was Hips Don't Lie by Shakira. And people were also like, I mean, this is... but, and you're realizing they're all teenagers, but they are not modern teenagers. And so this is not their music. This is your music. And you can see that DJ Tyler Samples is spinning for a modern crowd.
Okay. So Shamanda like makes a dance beeline all the way to the DJ booth. And it's like, Hey, DJ Samples, I'm so sorry to do this to you. I think the music is personally awesome. I could dance to anything, right?
Oh, good. Cool. Yeah, great.
But it looks like, I don't know if you can see from here, but the vibes are low. So do you have any like yacht rock? I don't know what old people listen to.
Tyler Samples' face lights up and he's like, did you say yacht rock?
Yeah, yacht rock, you know.
He's like, shh, leave.
Get your fingers off my lips.
I got it. We're good. We're golden. And then I think immediately you hear like a... And then Seals and Croft, Summer Breeze, kicks up.
Yeah, boom, right there.
But with like, he plays underneath it like a good percussion track to kind of give it some extra danceability.
But also, could you play a slow jam in a couple songs? You know, like, it'd be really cool to have a slow dance at some point, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I've got you for sure.
Thank you so much, DJ. Here's a bowl of Cool Ranch Doritos for just you.
I have never felt more seen than in this moment. Great. Yeah, so DJ Samples starts to play some yacht rock and the party just picks up. The problem at this point then is the party is really picking up. There is a lot of making out. There is a lot of very close dancing. You're seeing people coupling up. It's getting pretty hot and heavy in here. Are you trying to stop that? What are you trying to do in this? You have all of the adults together, but what's your goal with them?
And Crashly has not shown up or anybody from the club is at the party.
I'm here.
And please do not sneak up on me, okay?
It's just like you look like you were looking for someone.
I'm looking for my friends. Have you seen Crashly or CEJ's over there? Yeah, but have you seen Adam or anyone? Susan?
No.
All right, Anne. You know, it's getting a little steamy in here. Please go and turn the AC to a respectable 69.
Ew, Shamanda, that's disgusting.
It's not. It's just a temperature, Anne. Jeez. Have some fun. Okay. It's a party.
Okay. And I'm going to go turn the AC to 69.
Thank you.
Great.
And I guess I text Crashly, where are you? I don't know what to do with all of these grinding teens.
Yeah, we'll cut over to Adam Miller and Crashly. Where are you at currently?
I guess we're walking.
Yeah.
Great.
I think we'd probably be walking towards the gym, like towards the party.
Well, we're also, is the party in Haverford and we're in Mystery?
Oh, right. Oh, we were going to walk to the ice cream.
You are now back in Haverford because you went to Barb's apartment.
You're right. That's right. I built the Model T. Mm-hmm. Duh, I'm so smart.
Yeah, so the smart. Problem for you is you did get left at Barb's condo because Susan stole the Model T to go and was shouting out that she was getting finally get her milkshake.
Right.
So you know Susan is 7 years old.
Well, we need to go to where a seven-year-old would want to get a milkshake.
Yeah, it's probably Dr. Shavy's.
Dr. Ooh. Shavy's?
Yeah, Dr. Shavy's ice cream and milkshakes.
All right, then let's hoof it.
Okay.
Great.
Can you hotwire a car? Just wondering, because you're like a scientist.
Of course I can, but should I hotwire a car? That's the question. That's a life of crime.
Yeah, I guess
I'm just
so.
Joking. Okay, I'm just joking.
Okay, do it. That Datsun. No one will miss it.
Cool. And then I try the door to see if it's open.
The door is not open. It is locked.
Okay. I'm going to pick the lock.
Okay, I think this is going to be let's see. Is this a sharp roll or is this a cool roll? I think this is a cool roll.
Mm. Cool. That's a zero for me. I rolled an 8, though, so not bad.
You meant you rolled a 0. I was like, oh.
Yes. Which dice are you using today?
Yeah, I think, Adam Miller, you do manage to pop the lock on it. You get that, no trouble. The one thing that happens is somebody walks over. Oh, fuck. You see somebody wearing the vest of, you know, a volunteer Cramo.
No, are you kidding me?
Walking over and just says, hey, do you lose your keys? You're having trouble getting in your car?
Just play it cool, Adam. Play it cool. You're being cool, okay? You're being cool. Oh, we don't need any help. My friend
why don't you buzz off?
Whoa, hey. Jesus. Come on now. I'm just trying to help you out here, son. It looks like you're having trouble there. I'm a professional locksmith, you know, when I'm not on the clock with the crams.
Clearly the door's open, so clearly you're not needed. All right.
He's having a really bad month. His girlfriend broke up with him last year.
Wait, what? Oh, Shamanda.
Wait, why is he having a bad month if she broke up with him last year?
Well, you know how grief goes in cycles.
Oh, my God. What are you, my mom or my devil dad?
I'm going to say, Jeff, go ahead and roll and manipulate someone to try to get this person to buzz off.
Dude, that's a 13.
A 13?
Ooh, hell yeah. He gets the hell out.
Okay, wow. So what do you want him to, you want him to buzz off?
Yeah.
He's like, all right, whoa, okay, all right, hey. And he walks over at him, he puts his hand on your shoulder, and he's like, I was a little dismissive, but I want to say, when I was about your age, I had a hard breakup with the love of my life, and I never got over it. So I understand what you're going through, okay? It never gets better. It never gets easier.
What? It never gets better?
No, it's always going to sting, son, but you'll find other folks who will be around, and that will be nice too, but your first love sticks in your side for the rest of your life.
So nothing? Nothing?
You guys have a good day, anyways, and he's like, remember, your friendly neighborhood Crammo is always here to help, and he walks away.
Adam, good job, honestly. That was the coolest I've ever seen you around Crammos, who, by the way, are only here to help.
He's right, though.
No, and we're gonna wake up Genesis.
What does CJ have that I don't?
I don't know. And what does Shamanda have that I don't? Don't answer that.
As long as you don't answer mine.
No, Crashly, this is interesting. I just want to point out to it, because what I believe Adam Miller is pointing to is Shamanda is actually the first person that Adam dated, and this is the first time that you have heard him express any jealousy or anything about that at all.
That's true. Adam, are you still into Shamanda?
No, I've got a girlfriend in a U-Haul. It's
I know, but you just said, well, that old guy was like, you'll never
I thought I was over her, but now this guy, this Crammo, is telling me like I can't be over because it gets worse.
No, he was wrong. That guy, he was just like old sad guy. And that's
what
not going to be
I'm the old sad guy. I mean, what's stopping me from becoming that?
Well, friends. And
that
science.
Guy just said he has friends.
Yeah, but well, just don't become a Crammo.
You're right. It's the Crammos. It's the Crammo.
I mean, they're good. It's really
we
a helper
to,
job.
Okay, I'm telling you what. Come the fall election, I'm going to support whoever says get rid of the Crammos. Whoever that is.
But if, oh my goodness. If they get rid of the Crammos, they'll have real cops, and they are so bad.
Yeah. So Adam wants to get rid of the volunteer crisis response and mediation patrol and instead bring back police.
Adam is just like gone full thin blue line.
Well, he was in a cult last year, so he's very susceptible
That's
to
true.
A lot of things.
It's true. It's true.
Can I say that my text came to you?
Yeah,
Crashly?
Absolutely. Crashly, you get the text.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Who is it?
That whole thing.
Who is it?
Oh, it's Shamanda, and she's like, where are we? Sorry. She's not talking about you, though, at all, if that helps.
Oh, my God. That, Crashly, I know you're younger than me, but gosh, it's an ocean of age.
Ouch.
Wow.
Ocean.
You just said something so harsh, and I said something so harsh.
You know what? Oh,
okay, you talked to Shamanda, if that's her name. I can't remember. I'm going to hotwire this car.
Okay, you hotwire that, and I'll think about how to repair our friendship. But we should get, once you hotwire it, we should go pick up Susan, then we got to get to the dance, because it sounds like Shamanda's having a hard time. I'm going to text Shamanda back.
All right.
Adam still likes you. He's hotwiring
Wait,
hard.
Are you
we gotta
saying
pick
this
up-
to me?
No, I'm just texting
Oh, okay,
it.
Okay, good.
Adam still likes you. We have to pick up Susan. She's only 7 and she stole a car. Be right. And then I'm going to say, be right there.
Shamanda looks up from her phone. 3 boyfriends?
Hey, Shamanda, what you looking at? What's that right there?
Shouldn't you be dancing?
Let's cut over to Susan Wexler, or maybe Susie Wexler.
Woom, woom.
Susie.
Susie Wexler. So were you indeed heading to Dr. Shavey's ice cream parlor?
Uh-huh.
Great. Yeah, you pull up. It's Dr. Shavey's is kind of like an old school. It's made up to look like a 50s sort of ice cream parlor. They have like classic car nights on the weekends in the summer. If that strikes a bell for you all, there's like an outdoor area where you sit. There isn't, you know, where you walk up, you order at the window and then you sit outside. Very Foster's freeze if you live in LA. So that is where you find yourself. What do you do?
I'm going to order a strawberry milkshake and then look over to the person sitting next to me and just say, I'm in my 40s.
Sure, hun. Yeah, sure you are. Maybe 40 inches.
40 inches. That's funny. I've killed before.
Where's your mom, hun?
This is a very interesting question.
Mm-hmm. I don't feel like talking anymore.
Oh, okay. Are you okay?
Thank you. And I'm going to grab my strawberry milkshake and just start walking.
Now, I am actually out of character curious, Claire, because Barb talked last time about your mom and you two talked about your mom. And it sounds like your mom is still accessible. I was about mm-hmm. to say is still living, but I realized like that it isn't even necessarily a given. Do you have regular contact with your mother?
Nope.
Okay. But do you know where she is?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, cool. All right. No further questions. Yeah, you take your milkshake, you pull away, you can kind of see over your shoulder the woman there kind of nudging her partner that she's with, and the two women are sort of looking at you askance. And that's when you're walking away and then you see you hear more than see, because as you're looking over your shoulder, you turn around and you walk full into another woman. She's about 6 foot tall. She's just fucking built. And it's the familiar form of Tori Powell's. And she says, oh, excuse me, little one. You want to move out of the.
Hi, Tori.
Do I know you?
Hi, Tori.
Hey. Hi. Sorry. You look awful familiar.
Oh, thank you. I'm Susan Wexler.
What? As she gets down on one knee and is looking, Susan? And she's like, you know, you two don't have a lot of, you know, your relationship, because she still has to wait to get her date because of the Exlers. But you did ask her out. She did say yes. And there's been a lot of tension with that. She kind of, in her surprise, she reaches out and grabs your chin and is sort of moving your head around, looking at it, just sort of doing that. But it's the first, you know, you have that sort of frisson of tension as she touches you in that way. And she's like, wait, Susan, what happened to you? Are you okay? Can I do anything?
I got so sad and embarrassed and angry. And now I'm a child. What's up? What's new with you?
And she starts to talk further, and the couple walk over, and the woman you talked to earlier is like, hi, is this your daughter? Because she said some very disturbing things. And Tori is just like, no, she's my niece. And don't worry. We got it under control. Yeah, her parents are a little odd. They're in the car. We got to go. And Tori just yanks you and pulls you away.
Okay, because Susan was reaching for her flamethrower.
Yes, which at this point, it's you know, I guess you kind of look like Big in that you're just like swimming in an adult outfit. So you just have this massive flamethrower pack on your back. Mm-hmm. The flamethrower is just jutting out of the leg of your pants. It's a real mess of a situation. And Tori is like, Susan, what do you know? What's going on? How do we? I want to help you now, Susan.
Oh, okay. Well, I know that I am a loser.
What? You're not a loser.
Yeah, I'm a loser and no one wants to be around me, and this is what I deserve.
Hey, what's going on? Susan, you're one of the most confident women I've ever met. This doesn't seem quite like you.
Oh, really? What about this doesn't seem like me?
Well, I mean, you're a little girl and you're talking all shitty on yourself.
Don't say shit.
Sorry, I don't have a lot of experience with human children, so this is a lot to deal with. Why don't we go? Where are the kids?
The teenagers. I left them. Not everyone was being very nice to me, so I left.
All right. Do you have your phone with you?
Oh yeah, I have Snake on my phone.
Oh. Great. Do you mind if I play it?
Oh, okay. Sure.
And she grabs your phone and then is going to call. I think probably she would call Crashly. So Crashly, your phone starts to ring.
Who is it? Is that Shamanda?
It's Susan. No, it's Suze. Thank goodness.
Oh.
Hello?
Hey, is this Crashly Grenadine?
That's not Snake.
Who's this?
1 second, Susie. This is Tori. I got Susan with me. What the hell is going on?
OMG. Okay, hi,
what is
Tori.
It?
It's Tori Pals. Remember
what?
Her?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's like monster. Okay, so Tori.
Monster like, hunter.
Mm-hmm.
Former monster.
Right, former monster. Anyway, there's a lot of shit going on. So don't let Susan out of your sight if you could, because she is like 7 years old now, because there's some spell going on. And I think I got to pop out of game for a second. I know that I was like, I think it's Ron Stewart. Did Crashly say that or was it just me?
You don't know who's affected yet or not.
Yeah.
I think if you got to the party and saw it would make like
okay.
it be reasonable enough for you to make that draw that conclusion. But you don't know if Ron Stewart is young or not right in this moment.
Okay, cool. So we got to get everyone to this boy girl party that's happening at the school. Can you meet us there with Susan or
at the school at the dojo?
Yeah, at the dojo.
That's what that party is.
Yeah, at the dojo. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. You wanted
Sorry,
me to take
I'm so
Susan?
Dumb.
No, it's fine. You want me to take Susan to a teenage romantic party?
Yeah. It's a boy-girl party. Yeah.
All right. Susan, I'm going to have to borrow a car seat from somebody, so.
She was just driving the car, so just do what you can.
And I'm in the driver's side, like, get in, Tori.
And Tori is going to be like, no, Susan, why don't I drive and you just enjoy the view and your milkshake?
Good idea.
Okay, great. And buckle up. And then Tori gets in and Tori is just, excuse the pun, kid gloving Susan the whole time. She just seems very uncomfortable, very unused to children at all.
I tell her a 20-minute story about a gerbil.
Wonderful. Yeah, so I think we'll cut forward. The party is kind of in full swing. Ron Stewart keeps trying to take the mic from DJ Tyler Samples and do karaoke over the songs. Tyler Samples fights it once and then immediately motions CEJ over and is like, hey, will you make that kid stop doing that?
Absolutely.
Great.
Hey! What? Get away from there.
I'm trying to think of what song you'd be singing. Sailing.
Stop that.
What? Everybody's loving it.
Yeah, no, they're not. They're not. Look around.
Honestly, everybody's pretty loving it.
Oh. Wow, yeah. My mistake. I'm kind of stuck in a rock and a hard place here because my hero, DJ Samples, kind of asked me to come over here and get you to stop.
Well, I don't want to stop.
Yeah, and you shouldn't. I mean, you have an amazing voice.
This is so embarrassing.
But this is kind of DJ Samples' moment, and it just feels like you're stepping on it.
Maybe you should just leave, CEJ.
Hey, Ann.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like when someone's talking to you. Okay.
Wow.
Anyway.
From across the room, Shamanda felt that for sure.
So maybe just keep the, you know what? I'm going to talk to DJ Samples about doing like a karaoke moment in this thing for you to really step up and shine. But until then,
are you talking to Anne or to Ron Stewart?
I'm definitely talking to Ron Stewart.
Okay.
But until then, maybe we just let the dancing be like the primary focus of this dance.
All right. You're lost. I keep getting requests.
Okay, again, I'm going to set you up for success later out of respect for the dojo and my girlfriend, Shamanda, who put this amazing party together.
Roll manipulate someone.
I got an 8 and Ooh. Maybe some more.
Mm.
So I got an 11, actually.
Damn.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, he will do it. He's like, all right. Yeah, you're right, son. Yeah, you're going to set me up. I'm gonna be something, you know? I'm going to really be something this time through. Yeah?
Yeah. I appreciate that we were able to solve this like this without me pushing you and getting into trouble and making this party about me.
Okay.
Oh, same. Yeah. Hey, instead of doing it as karaoke, could I do some original numbers?
Don't push it, Ron.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I have some things that I think this time through I could really nail, you know?
Sure.
Wait,
this time through? What is that supposed to mean?
You know, we're all getting younger. It's all crazy and stuff. But now I might as well take advantage. I don't know what's going on. I just woke up and
it was Ron. It was Ron all along. Yeah. Obviously, Ron.
Absolutely.
Shavanda's spidey senses are tingling, and she comes over.
Yeah, and unfortunately for everybody, Anne beats you all to getting to say it first.
Wait, no, Anne, stop. I'm so close. Ron, keep talking.
No, unfortunately, it was Ron who did this.
It was
to everybody.
Ron who did this. Oh.
Ron, why'd you do that?
What? I didn't do anything to everybody.
Wait, what? Did what? Ron, what's happening?
Wait, Shamanda pulls a well set up net, a rope, and that drops over Ron Stewart.
Ah, wow.
Look at that net. That's pretty cool.
I mean, he was literally doing karaoke to Forever Young.
It's true. He was, yes. Yeah, and he's like, all right, what do you want to know? And everybody else is just sort of giving a wide berth at the party. This is sort of like when two teens start pushing at a party or a dance. Everybody kind of makes a circle.
No, the party's still cool. I lean into Shamanda and I'm like, maybe this is a conversation we could be having with Ron in the weight room.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody keep dancing, having a good time. And then I pull
What's
another
this?
Rope.
The pizzas have arrived.
Nothing to Whoa. See here.
No. So as you guys go into the weight room and pull it in, I think Crashly and Adam, you arrive about the same time that Tori Pals does with Susan.
Ah, nice.
So you coincide. You both are walking in right as the teens inside are like, wait. There's no pizza. No
what?
Pizza arrived.
There's no pizza
and,
here?
And order 100 pizzas now.
I mean, it would take like 2 hours to get here.
And order the pizzas now.
All right, I'll call, but I don't even have a credit card.
Here is the dojo credit card. Order 100 pizzas and tell them to get here as soon as possible.
Can we get one no cheese or any toppings?
No special requests.
Shamanda. Hey.
When did you stop eating cheese, Adam?
Oh, well, it's an experiment I'm trying. I'm seeing that if I'll get taller. It's science.
You know what,
it's
Adam?
Weird.
You've gotten
it's
so
me.
Smart. That's so cool. You learn new things all the time.
Crashly's elbowing Adam while this is a conversation Crash, happening.
Now I'm in the zone.
Pretty good, I know.
Okay, Anne, go get those pizzas. We're going into the weight room right now. And
I'm
I push
literally
Rod
trying
Stewart.
And everyone keeps talking to me.
Hey, Anne.
Y'all, I think Ron Stewart's behind this. Look at him. He's all tied up.
Ron did this?
I think so. Probably someone figured it out.
Susan's going to bust so in close. And be like, Don't it was it. Ron.
Ron did this? Oh, I am so upset.
And she closes the door to the weight room. Everybody's in the weight room with the tied up Ron Stewart.
Wait a second. Adam, isn't Genesis an adult?
Yeah.
Have you checked on her?
No. Oh my gosh. And I run.
No.
I mean, is she like a huge, giant, like ENIAC-sized computer now?
Oh,
Alan,
don't you have like a baby monitor?
Oh, I see. I see what you're. I see the joke. That is a good joke. That is a good joke.
Oh.
Any Ada Lovelace fans out there?
Yeah, Hello? Yeah. It's solid. Hello. Adam Miller, you have, I can't imagine that you would not have like a proto webcam set up in the U-Haul
Yeah, I think so.
Just to make sure that you can like scare off rats if they start to climb on Genesis.
Yeah, start eat her. I will say, I think when Shimanda yells no, I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, and you don't go.
I don't go.
Okay. CEJ, do you notice any difference in how Adam and Shimanda are interacting?
No.
Okay. Great. Just had to check.
I'm so unthreatened by Adam. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's almost insulting.
It's pretty insulting.
It would be insulting if it even seemed like it was intentional.
Yeah, makes it even more insulting in its own way. Yeah, so you all have Ron Stewart there. He's roped up on the ground. He's like, hey, let me out. Come on, I'm just a normal teenager like the rest of you.
No, you've spent some time feeling inferior and you got a spell cast on yourself. And the whole town.
Oh, prove it. Good guess. Who knows? It could have been anybody. I don't know what you're talking about, actually. Let me back up. I don't know about spells.
Tori, kill him.
Wait, Tori's here.
Yeah, Tori Powell's, I think, is like, actually, y'all, I'm going to bow out on this one. Susan, get in touch when you're normal.
Hey, guys, let's change Tori Powell's name to Mom, because she's always leaving.
Oh gosh. Can I make an empath check on little Susie?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, so roll plus weird.
That's gonna be a 6.
Ooh, Shimanda, on a 6, your brain is overwhelmed with emotion, which makes sense because Susan is experiencing all emotional conditions right now, all 5 of them. Susan's a fucking mess. And as you go in, I mean, here's what I'm going to say then for this. Susan, as you say that about Tori and Shimanda tries to access with your empathy, I think she experiences a memory that you have from when you were around this age of your mother. Can you tell us what that memory is that she experiences?
Yeah, we were supposed to go to Disneyland and we had like talked about it all week. And on the last day, she was like, sorry, Suze, we packed so much that there's not room for you in the car.
Oh, wow.
What?
And then presumably they went?
With Barb, yeah.
Yeah. How long was the trip for?
5 nights, 4 days. Mm. We weren't rich.
Right.
It's Disneyland. Are you crazy?
Yeah. It's just so funny because if only you met her, you would get along so well with Fran Denz, whose sister also got to go to Disneyland.
We could talk.
Oh, my God. Me and Jeff.
Yeah. Can Shimanda scoop up Susan? And, you know, I know Crashly's going to be jealous, but I'm going to, like, pull her to my bosom and give her a good old, like, booby hug, you know, comforting, close to skin on skin.
Go ahead and roll. Yeah, you absolutely do. And I think go ahead with that. Go ahead and roll plus weird. This is definitely a deal with the feels.
Okay. Sorry. Let me mark an experience because I did fail that last one. Oh, shucky. You said plus weird?
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be a 4. Oh, no.
Oh.
Can someone, a group hug? Someone
I can help.
Help.
Crashly sees this too. And I'll is like, too. I'm going to help.
Yeah, me too.
Adam.
Great. Crashly, go ahead and roll plus cool. Also, Susan, I realize with that previous fail, since it's around you, your teenage hurt bag goes into effect again. Whenever anyone around you fails a roll, you take an emotional condition and get younger. I am going to say that now you are in single digits. It's only single digits getting younger. So you are now 6 years old.
But I also failed. I got a 5.
No!
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh,
come on now.
I know.
So I'm 5.
So, you are now 4. Because there's 3 failures back to back to back.
Oh, this many.
Yeah. Oh, you all watch. Yeah. So, Crashly, you expose yourself to trouble or danger without helping. I think in this, Crashly, what is it that you do?
Well, I see the hug and I see that this Susan looks kind of like awkward in it. So, I'm going to run over and, be like group hug, but when I do it, it's just like I also smush my face into Shimanda's boobs by mistake, and it's just like really awkward, and I also knock my elbow into Susan's head.
Oh, ouchie.
And I kind of slip, and everyone falls a little. Ugh, it's so awkward.
Her fontanelle, be careful.
And so little toddler Susan starts crying. The other thing, Crashly, I'm going to say is, you realize, like, you really, this whole time, you've not been checking in with Susan on, like, her feelings and stuff, and have just been letting her walk around with, like, hurt feelings and stuff. So I think watching Shamanda do that, sort of immediately just turn and try to help Susan feel better, makes you, I'm going to say, you take an emotional condition.
Yeah, and I'm already embarrassed. So I'm probably this time going to be guilty.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, so the other thing then, Susan, so it sounds like you start to cry from when Crashly knocked you in the head.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Rashawn, my question for Shamanda is, watching, so you just, you know, got a peek into young Susan's mind. Your attempt to, like, comfort her has failed. What about this really, like, hurts you more than maybe somebody would have expected? Because you're going to be taking an emotional condition from this failed attempt yourself.
What hurts me the most is the anticipation they put into Susan, like, getting her so excited, and then it almost felt intentional just to leave her out. Like, why challenge a child emotionally like that? It's so young, who can't process these feelings. Why an adult would do something so atrocious to them?
Yeah. And I guess here's a question I have for you. You live with your aunt and uncle, right?
Mm-hmm.
What is your relationship with your parents like, or at all? I guess we don't really know anything about your parents.
Honestly, I've not thought about Shamanda's parents. I think why Shamanda connects so deeply with this, like, abandonment, is I don't think she knows who her parents are. I think she always was with her aunt and uncle, and maybe that's a reason why she always has to be extraordinary, because she's making up for the fact that people left her.
Whoa, could you be the child of the devil too?
Well,
so you're like my brother? Is that what you're assuming, Adam?
Oh.
Uh-oh.
I gotta rethink some things.
Okay. And I guess with one of my holds.
And what emotional condition are you going to be
taking? Emotional condition. Oh my gosh. I would love to. I'm already embarrassed, so I might as well take. I take guilty.
Okay. Is it just like you couldn't do for her what you always wish somebody would do for you, or something like that?
Yeah, that's fair to say. And Susan is 4 at this time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to, using one of my holds, I'm going to pull out one of, like, a, not a Bjorn, but like a, one of those, like, baby backpack things, and just kind of put Susan on my back.
Yeah. You entered the expecting mother's weight room. So there is the expecting a new mother's weight room. So yeah, you grab from the wall one of the workout Bjorns.
Yeah, it's the class is called Girl, Do You Even Lift?
Oh. Yeah. And yeah, you strap Susan up to your back. Susan is just sort of, well, Susan, how are you feeling in this moment?
Tired.
Yeah. And Susan, you still have, like, a lot of your memories. It's just they're all filtered through a 4-year-old's processing.
Yeah.
Doesn't Crashly, don't you have, like, a kid brother?
Yeah.
So shouldn't you be amazing with kids?
I have extra sweatpants.
Give them to her. Yeah, that may work. Great idea, Crashly.
Yeah. Do you want to? Hi, little Suze. Do you want to play Uno or wear these sweatpants?
Did you catch the bad guy?
Yeah, Ron, you stay right where you are. Don't go anywhere.
We did. So we're good. Shh. You're safe. And do you want candy? I don't really hang out with my brother very much.
Why not?
I think she said she was tired. So maybe, Susan, you can go to sleep if you want to.
Should we cancel the party?
It just feels like we have to reverse the spell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what do we do? Today, what do we do? Like,
I'm 4.
You're bored.
4.
Susan,
4.
If you were to use your magic, if you could have any magical power to make someone go away, what do you think you would say? Would you say, oopsie doopsie, get out of here.
To make them go away?
Yeah, or not to make get them, rid of a spell.
To get rid of a spell, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Bye-bye spell.
Yeah, bye-bye spell. Let's all say it together. Oh, you're so smart.
How do you say the bye-bye spell?
Oh, it's really funny.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye smell. No, that's for smells. I'm sorry. No.
And the other thing, just to cover on this, Susan, well, I think Susan would know, but Crashly would know as well, is you will need ingredients for it. Every spell kind of requires specific elements to be used for it. So once you know what the spell is, potentially Susan will be able to tell you what you would need to have, because you need those in addition to whatever the actual spoken words are.
Okay, Susan. Okay,
I'm going to head to the school and go into the lair and see if I can find some of Susan's books, because that's usually a thing that we're going to end up needing, especially if Susan can't remember any of the stuff off the top of her little head. Yeah, that's look true. How little your head is.
Oh, cute. You know what? I'll do the motorboat game with you. And
whoa, Crashly. I don't know if that's acceptable.
Step away from my breast. No,
good not now. Lord.
I don't have boobs. It's a
you
game
need
where
to stay away from
around.
Mine. Do not motorboat me.
You guys are so disgusting and immature.
Shemana
and
doesn't even let me motorboat her. What makes you think that you're going to get
grow up, CEJ? That is so gross.
Thank you, Adam. It's a game where you
stand it up for me, bro.
You spin Wait, a kid around.
Which bro? Me, bro?
All right, guys.
I'm going to get the books.
And I'm going to put Susan in the nursery. We're going to have a little nap, okay?
Fine.
Adam, that was a good sign.
I'll help you with that, Shemanda. We'll get...
Great. Adam, toss me the keys to your car.
Okay. It's you sort of have to just connect the wires of a Datsun out front.
Oh. Yeah. Wait, you stole a car?
No, okay. Don't be borrowed. A crammo, okay? It's just...
It's funny you bring that up, because I'm taking the Crammo Camp training course this summer.
You what?
That's cool.
Yeah, I'm like 3/10 of the way through.
Why don't
you
get out of here, CJ? Yeah. This is insane.
Why are you acting so weird? What are you hiding?
Everybody stop yelling. Susan is delicate. Stop yelling.
Fine. I'm out. And I run out and I reconnect the wires to the car.
Great. I'm going to jail.
No, there is no jail, Adam.
CEJ is going to send me to jail. He knows where I live. I live with his aunt.
He's your mom.
Unless you continue with this activism, you will not be going to jail.
I'm dialing 919 right at the moment.
I can see him dialing. I parked right there. Look at
they won't take you to jail.
All right, so you dial 911, yeah, and you just hear Mystery County Crisis Response and Mediation. This is Deborah speaking.
Hi, I think I found a stolen vehicle, and I'm returning it to Denver Broncos Memorial High
Come
School.
Come on!
All righty.
Yeah, we'll send somebody over. Is it in good condition?
It seems fine. Some of the wires have been cut, and I know who did it.
No, you don't. He doesn't know.
Well,
but you're not here.
You know, just make sure, take their name down. We'll send somebody by to see
I'll
if we can bring him in
now.
For mediation.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, I said we'll swing by, see if we can set up some mediation with them and the
great.
Owner.
Adam, you can just say no.
They're at the Whoopi Goldberg Dojo, and their name is Ron Stewart.
What?
Okay. Well, it sounds like the car's in fine condition and nobody's hurt or anything. So we're not going to, it doesn't sound like an emergency situation or anything.
No, I mean, I am driving it.
Oh, right. Because you're returning it?
Sort, yeah. Yeah.
Wait, what do you mean sort of, son?
I'm dropping it off at the school. That's where I'm headed that way.
You're telling on yourself.
Wait, why aren't you just returning it back to the owner?
I'm 3/10 of the way to becoming Crammo. So if you could just extend that, like, you know, classic look the other way Crammo attitude towards me for a minute, that'd be really great.
Okay, and this is something we try to cover in the opening session. Whatever you're thinking about law enforcement, son, does not apply to a Crammo, okay? We're volunteers. We have to hold ourselves to a higher standard than our fellow citizens, not a lower one, okay? It sounds like you might be a little bit stealing a bit of a car right now.
It was already stolen. That's like if someone steals a wallet and then you steal that wallet, then you're
stealing. Okay, fair enough. It sounds certainly
Put it
like
in the
there's...
Phone. Put Put me on the phone.
Wait, are you there in the car with him?
What the hell? How did you get in here?
Oh, I gotta go. She's so sneaky.
Susan, what the hell? You're supposed to be back at the weight room getting put to nap time.
I'm sorry.
And then that's when Shamanda, you turn and you go to set the baby born down and you realize there's a 10-pound weight in the baby born.
No!
God damn it. Who's the baby now, Susan?
Are you asking Susan?
Adam, I lost a baby. I feel horrible.
Oh my God.
And CEJ, yeah, you are in the car with Susan.
Susan, I swear, you are lucky I don't have time to turn this stolen car around. Susan, okay, well, this is great because you can help me pick out which of your books from the lair that we need to get. And I pull up in front of the school.
Ew, CEJ farted.
All right, Susan, if you tell anyone that I ripped a huge fart in this car, I'm going to be really upset.
Oh, God.
What?
You listen to me. I'm the closest thing we have to an adult here, okay? So I am in control, and I'm responsible, and here we go.
You've died before.
Oh, my gosh.
You've died before.
Yeah, I have died before.
You killed my boyfriend.
I died before, and I'll do it again. Who's your boyfriend?
Chet.
Who?
You killed my ex-boyfriend.
Oh, yeah. Whatever, Susan.
Yeah, see, does that land at all?
Yeah, I'm like, the guy who shot us? No, yeah, I'm real sorry, Susan, that I killed you. Don't worry, you've got 500 more boyfriends where they came from.
Whoa.
And I take a brick and I throw it through the window of the school because it's a weekend.
Yeah. Roll plus tough. I think this is definitely roll act under pressure. This is plus cool.
Okay.
Or you know what? I am gonna have it be tough. I think this is a strength thing.
Picking up a brick.
An 8.
Oh. Yeah.
But I'm gonna know limits to make it like extra damage.
Oh, okay, great.
Fuck yeah.
You just shatter the door, not the window, but just the whole door, the whole thing just implodes. And it shatters in. This was an 8?
Yeah.
Okay, wait, great.
Come here. I'll tell you which book to use. Come
what?
Here. Come here. I'll tell you which book to use.
Okay, what book?
I know you like Crashly.
I don't like Crashly. You're laughing now, but you're going to be the one that the school has to clean all this mess up on Monday. So.
Well, here's the thing. So on a no limits, first off, choose a consequence. Either one harm, take a disadvantage on your next roll, or you need to rest right now.
Don't you do it.
Could you repeat those really quick?
You take one harm, you have disadvantage on your next roll, or you have to rest right now.
You better not, Alan.
I have to rest immediately.
No!
You know. You do, Tyler.
I did
I
know.
Knew it.
So CEJ, you're spent from that Herculean effort.
I drop to my knees like I'm in Apocalypse Now, and I just look towards the sky and I go,
Susan, what do you do as he screams that and the door is shattered to the school? And let's see, this is Queen Latifah's. Is this right?
That's
or is this Denver Broncos?
The lair is Queen Latifah's.
Queen Latifah's.
Yeah, and I guess, Susan, is that where your lair is now?
No, it's at my apartment. I made that pretty clear.
Fuck.
In mystery. Yeah. So.
Back in the car.
I've told you that 5 times.
You did it.
The other thing is you do also hear inside, well, now what's going on out here? And you hear the voice of Vice Principal Cordy Doherty walking over towards the shattered door.
And CEJ is too tired to get up.
Oh, no.
Yeah, CEJ. I will let you, CEJ, if you want. You can roll to act under pressure to try to get up and skidoot in time.
No, I'm going to have to talk my way out of this one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Cordy Doherty walks up and is like, well, what happened here?
I tried to stop him, Cordy.
Who? Am I doing you justice, Claire?
You're doing a gorgeous job.
The boys' junior varsity basketball team, they just, they were doing their hazing initiation ritual, and it looks like things went a little too far.
All right, great. I'm going to call this a keep your secret. So roll plus sharp.
Hey, nice. Plus 0. Okay, that's a 4.
So I'm just going to say, that's not what happened. He threw a brick.
Susan!
And as you do that, Susan, you become 1 year younger. So you are now three.
Three.
And the other thing.
Maybe these kids should stop rolling in front of me.
It's like you should have gone to bed or something.
I know. You would almost think. And Cordy Doherty is going to misread your intentions, CEJ. So let's see. Pick one of these from below. You are also going to take an emotional condition. Either this adds to a rumor that has been going around about you. They think you want something from them, which they don't have. Or they lock you into your excuse with an obligation.
Ooh, I want to get locked into an excuse with an obligation.
Okay, and what was your excuse again?
I tried to stop them, but a bunch of rowdy boys came and like from the broke boys, stuff.
The junior varsity.
The junior varsity Queen Latifah's School for Gifted Girls basketball team.
Great. Cordy Doherty leans down and says, I can tell that you're a good boy. You're a good boy, right?
I want to be.
And you tried to stop these hooligans?
Yeah. Yeah. I tried.
I need you to go undercover.
Oh, God.
On the boys' junior varsity basketball team.
Oh, Vice Principal
Find
Cordy,
out who did this.
I don't even go to this.
And bring their names to me.
I don't even attend this school.
I'll write you a permission slip.
Oh, God.
Will you agree to this?
Oh, man, my dad's going to freak. He's always wanted me to play basketball. Oh, no.
You're so tall.
I know, but I'm so uncoordinated.
Do you agree?
Oh, man. I glance back at Susan, and then I go, yeah, sure. Here's my information, and I pass my business card.
Great. Cordy Doherty takes it and then is like, excellent.
I gotta go. Susan, car seat.
He's died before.
Great. Yeah. So you have committed to joining the Queen Latifah School for Gifted Girls junior varsity basketball team.
If this gets in the way of my clarinet recitals, I'm gonna flip out.
I mean, you'll probably be playing in the pep band while the basketball games are going on. Oh, so you're going to have to run back
like
and forth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're going to run so much you're going to get woodwinded.
Oh. I get woodwinded every Thursday night.
Oh my God. I need to ask Amanda what that means. Don't you dare.
The horniest day of the week.
No.
The woodwinds are hornier than the horns.
Talk about brass tacks.
At this point, I guess let me check in. For the rest of you, you have determined Susan seems to have disappeared. I think it's probably feels pretty likely that she slipped out with CEJ. You're at the dance. The dance seems to be taking care of itself. You have Ron Stewart there. You need to know what the spell is. And then once you know what the spell is, you can figure out what the reversal of that will take, and then you need to get those things.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing in this moment to achieve those objectives?
I think I crack open a can of Dr. Pepper.
Whoa, okay. This is our last one. Adam Miller. Okay, first, roll plus weird for me.
Okay. Okay, this is bad. It's a 5. No, it's a 6, but still bad.
Oh my God, I am so excited for this. Okay. So on a 6, all of the side effects that could occur do occur. So that means you can't control when this transformation ends. You can't remember what happens when it ends. Like, you'll have no memory of what takes place in this. And also, you will lose all inhibitions. You follow every impulse and instinct you have to the fullest, ignoring any possible social consequences. As a result, what this means is, Adam Miller, you develop a completely new alter ego. This is a completely new person who is in your body.
Oh my gosh.
You will not have access to any weird scientist moves until this transformation ends. So you are effectively a whole new character with this.
Y'all, I think y'all just met Aiden Miller.
Aiden!
Oh no.
Yes.
And as we go into your slick and sexy transformation, Aiden Miller has advantage on all cool and charm moves, but disadvantage on weird moves. So Adam, you pop the top.
It's Aiden.
You take a sip. What do you look like? What happens?
My hair just gets like long. It's got that butt part, you know, that kind of style.
Mm-hmm.
Jonathan Taylor looks, Thomas style.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, middle yeah. part bust down.
It's basically like Steve Urkel to Stefan. Mm-hmm. It just, you can tell it's Adam, but, you know, cool.
Yeah.
Can we, though?
Maybe not.
And here's the thing. I think with this, Shamanda, Adam looks great. Adam looks really fucking hot.
Whoa. I take off that baby Bjorn immediately.
Yeah. Kalunk.
And Aiden, what do you say to the room?
Hey, nice to meet you all.
Oh, God.
Hi. Woo! Oh, my God.
So cordial and sexy.
Aiden.
And it's, so is it Aiden or Aidan? What is it?
I think Aiden.
Aiden
yeah,
Miller.
Funny. Yeah. You know what? Let's go Aidan. I think that sounds cooler.
I like Aidan.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Aidan.
You sound European.
Thanks.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gorgeous, dude.
Aidan Miller.
So soft spoken.
Everyone has a crush on him.
Wait, is that another one of your cousins?
Yeah.
And the original photo you sent us as like you as a teenager, this is what I'm picturing.
Oh, with the gelled hair.
Mm. You know what I'm talking about? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe it's like that a little bit. Yeah, spiky hair.
Honestly, well, actually, you know what I think is probably like the most true and the most weird and everything is mm-hmm. you want to know who you really look like?
Who?
Ryder Strong.
Exactly, yes.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Oh, of course.
Yes.
What yeah, are sense. You doing to me?
Of course. Yeah. The hair.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Shit.
And in doing it, it finally clicks of like, oh, shit, Adam always has kind of looked like Ryder Strong. You now can see the resemblance oh. as like all of the Ryder Strong features just pop into place with Aidan Miller.
Wow. Everybody's in trouble.
Yeah.
In trouble.
Good thing we're at a party.
True.
Ooh, and I'm going to be following all my urges, too.
I know. Ah. Yeah. And you can't control when it ends. So I will tell you when the transformation finishes.
You don't know.
That's very fun.
Oh, I love it.
Damn.
And that's where we'll end our episode for today.
Yay.
Yes.
Wait, did Anne get those pizzas or not?
I mean, she like ordered them, but whether they come or not isn't her fault.
Yes, it is.
I'm not in charge of it after that.
Thanks so much for listening, Monster Hunters. If you enjoyed this, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts or give us a shout out on social media at Mystery County. You can also join our Discord, where you can talk to us and other fans about episodes, lore, and anything else that comes to mind. Find the link in our episode description. Until next time, watch out for System Mastery, a delightful stroll through the history of role-playing games, except the games are terrible and the hosts are real jerks about everything. Join hosts Jeff and John as they explore the weirdest games ever made to talk about what worked, what went wrong, and which Silverhawk was the best. It was Hotwing, don't even add us. Find their shows at SystemMasteryPodcast.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That's what I love about Mystery County, man.
Ew, these shut teens, up.
These teens stay the same age, and the adults just keep getting young.
Alan, what the hell, dude?
Yeah, Alan, the world's biggest pervert on twerk.
Mystery County Pervert Hunters Club.
Oh, oh man, that's a very different show.
Oh, my God. To Catch a Pervert.
Oh, oh my God. All right.
To Catch a Pervert is our universe's version
yes.
of
it.
You know,
it
what? Oh, you know what? Maybe we take 20 seconds of silence today.
Just think about what we did. Yeah.
In the universe of Star Wall Odyssey, space is made out of the collective imaginations of all the thinking beings who live on various planets. These worlds are connected to each other through imagination. Common themes and ideas are strings between universes. And to get between them, people fly wooden ships that look like animals, which are powered by emotions. Also, people communicate with each other by contemplating orbs. The only way you can take pictures is getting stared at by a big psychic bug. And people have already declared victory in a war over the very concept of evil. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Star Wall Odyssey follows the adventures of the hapless inhabitants of the Lucky Finn tenement building, who suddenly find that their apartment is actually a spaceship, and that they're lost in a sea of boundless imagination. It's an actual play starring me, James D'Amato, Mel D'Amato, Ali Grauer, and Drew Merzieski, as we playtest the No Kings system, which will hopefully one day be the Skyjack's role-playing system. It toes the line between weird and wonderful slice of life and high-flying space fantasy. You can sample the first 5 episodes by searching for Star Wall Odyssey on your favorite podcast app, or get the whole thing by heading to patreon.com/oneshotpodcast and signing up for $5 a month or more.